What's happening, everybody, and welcome to today's edition of Swack Talk, where we cover the swack inside and out. I'm your host, Charles Wells, and I'm coming at you in a little bit of a different situation right now. As you can tell, looking at the camera and everything, I'm actually broadcasting from my phone today, still dealing with some power issues from Hurricane Ida. So I still wanted to bring y'all a little bit of content because, you know, that's what I do. You know, through rain, sleet, snow, hail, I'm like the post office, man. I'm going to deliver. So the camera angle is not always the best. I'm just working with what I got. But I wanted to drop a little bit of something before the weekend comes because I don't really know how soon I'm out of power. So I just wanted to go ahead and drop a little bit and finish off this week one preview. So if you haven't done so already, you can check out my part one of week one. That's going to be it's going to be linked down in the description below. You can check out the socials also on the description down below. As you can see, as per usual, if you want to show a little love, you can hit the Cash App, $ Swag Talk. Also, check out the podcast, Swag Talk, on anchor.fm/Swag Talk. Also, Spotify, Stitcher, Breaker, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, all of those joints. If you haven't done so already, go ahead and subscribe to the page. Page is growing rapidly. Really appreciate the love and support that you guys are showing. So feel free to do that. And also hit that notification bell so you can be alerted to when content drops. Like today, I'm dropping a video on a non-Swag Talk day. So if you don't have the notification set, you're probably going to miss this. So hit that notification bell so you can be alerted to that. And finally, don't forget to check out Swag Smoke, which normally comes on Thursdays, but we dropped it earlier today. It's football season, man. You know, we're going to have a lot of changes, you know, travel plans and everything. So my boy DJ had to hit the road to Pine Bluff this week for the game on Saturday. So we decided to record on Tuesday and put it out on Tuesday. We will have a live show on Thursday. So don't forget another live edition of Swag Smoke coming at you. We'll drop the time a little bit closer to show, but don't forget that's coming Sunday. We'll recap the games from week one, and then Monday we'll recap the Sunday games. So a lot of football happening. You know, it's football season officially. The season actually starts officially. Well, not officially, but everybody else gets started tonight when Valley plays Murray State. Valley's a 26.5-point underdog, so that's not a good look. I don't know if any of you guys was riding with Valley, but right now it's not a good look. Murray State is loaded this year, so Valley's going to be in for a dog fight. So let's go ahead and talk about these couple games that we have left on Sunday. We'll start with Tennessee State and Grambling hooking up in Canton at the in the Black College Hall of Fame game. Tennessee State is led by Eddie George. They're coming in. He has a whole staff of guys with some NFL experience, and they have some. They're very, very quiet up there, man. Those Tigers, those big blue Tigers, are very quiet right now. They're not really making many waves. We don't know a lot that's going on out of their camp. So I did hear some rumors of some COVID things, but I haven't seen anything positive. No pun intended. I haven't seen anything come out of that reputable that I could just go ahead and say. So I'm not going to even talk about that kind of stuff because I don't know if it's true or not. I don't want to spread anything. Again, pun not intended. I don't want to put anything out there that's not valid or true. So we're not going to even worry about that. Ironically, one of the candidates for quarterback, and I haven't heard if they've named a starter. So if they have, hit me in the comments below. But one of the candidates for quarterback is former Grambling quarterback Jeremy Hickbottom. I would honestly probably expect him to start. He's a guy who has 2 years of starting experience, and he knows Grambling's program. So he's a guy, you know, a big guy. He can run. He can throw. I expect him to play. A name that I've been hearing a lot from Tennessee State, excuse me, is Devon Starling. He's a running back. He actually was the leading rusher in OVC in the spring. So he's a young guy. Cam Weish is a receiver that they're really high on. He's a playmaker. They had a couple linemen make all OVC. Antonio Zeta is the kicker. He's a guy who can be a weapon. So special teams, especially in a game like this, can be very vital. Week one, you know, playing against a team who we don't really know what they are or what they want, who they are. Special teams can be a key factor. So far from what I know, that Tennessee State does want to run the football. Eddie George obviously is a former running back, so you can look for him to want to run the football as their identity defensively. I'm expecting them to be physical, you know, play to run, not get beat by anything long. And this is all guesswork for me because, like I said, I haven't heard many reports out of Nashville for Tennessee State. So we'll know more about the Tigers this week heading into next Saturday's game against Jackson State. And so that's another big game on the horizon. But Grambling comes in here as a team that's, you know, they didn't have a good spring at all. They went 0-4. Everybody, you know, has pretty much talked about that relentlessly. Some people picked Grambling to finish in the lower half of the division. Some people picked Grambling to finish in the upper half. I picked them to finish low, but that's strictly basically because of numbers and the fact that right now this team, we don't really know which way they're heading. But I will say over and over again, you do not underestimate Grambling. You do not underestimate Coach Fobbs, Coach Broderick Fobbs. You don't underestimate that team because Grambling has been known to bounce back. And I expect them to bounce back with solid numbers on their team. So I'm Elijah Walker at quarterback is a guy who, you know, was thrust into service. And I really was impressed with some of the things he was able to do in the period of time that he had. A lot of people are going to judge this team based off of obviously the last couple of times they saw them. And, you know, that's fair. But right now, I would honestly say that this team is a dark horse team. You know, I picked them to not win very many games, but I can easily say that if this team gets started fast, they could be a factor in the season. The last two regular fall seasons, Grambling has started off very slow. So it's not impossible for this to be a slow starting game. There's so many unknowns between the two teams that this game is kind of like an up in the air type of affair. I'm picking Grambling to win this game mainly because I have a better understanding of what Grambling's coaching staff is. They do have a new offensive coordinator and Coach Eric Marty, but I know that, you know, a team can have a coordinator, but the head coach is always the guy who has the last set of keys and who really has the identity of the team. So we know Coach Fobbs, what he likes to do. And I know they're going to throw the ball. So they're going to throw it, but they're also going to want to run it as well. And defensively, they're going to stop the run. Grambling's been a team that stops the run. They force turnovers. I don't see any of that really changing as far as philosophy. So if that's the case, playing against a team with a new quarterback, regardless, Tennessee State has a new quarterback. I would expect Tennessee State to run the ball a lot early to try to get themselves settled in, and then maybe try to hit for some big plays down the field as the game goes on, and keep themselves in position to win. I'm going Grambling. I think this game is not going to be pretty. I've said that since I first started talking about this game to a degree when I was doing like my way, way too early previews or whatever. So I'm going to say Grambling 21, Tennessee State 17. I think I saw somewhere Tennessee State is favored to win this game. And, you know, by all accounts, you know, that's certainly possible. That's why I'm going with the score that I'm going with. But I'm going Grambling. So let's see what the G-Men can do on Sunday. And we close out our week one previews with the game that everybody's been talking about since the schedule came out. I guess you could say since June 1st, when FAMU was officially a member of the SWAC, and hell, even before then, FAMU, Jackson State, what can I say? You know, Rattlers, Tigers, Coach Deion Sanders, Coach Willie Simmons, Shedeur Sanders, ? FAMU, the receiving core of Jackson State, the secondary the receiving core of Jackson State, the secondary of FAMU, FAMU offensive line, Jackson State defensive line, vice versa. This is gonna be a game I think a lot of people are really high on, and I'm excited for this game. I feel a little bit more I don't know what really to expect in this game, and obviously we're talking about the Orange Blossom Classic, ESPN2 kickoff. Also, the Grambling game is on the NFL Network, so don't forget to check that out. But with both teams are coming in, a lot of talent, a lot of guys from FBS transferred down to both teams. So the talent level is not going to be that big of a gap as some people think. FAMU added, a huge piece in their secondary, the safety, Collier coming in from UCF to be alongside Marquise Bell, who is already a preseason All-American guy, just a really Swiss Army knife in that secondary. And that's a big time piece to add to your secondary, Xavier Smith, wide receiver. He's a playmaker. My question for FAMU has been the same that it was already, and I'm not even, getting into the quarterback issue. I'm thinking it's going to be McKay. They haven't said for sure, but I think McKay can handle the job. I mean, I don't know why some people are talking like this kid hasn't played. He has some important snaps under his belt, so you can try to downplay, his lack of experience, but you cannot downplay the game that he played in. So I'm expecting him to start, but the FAMU running game to me is going to be very, very, very important in this game for the Rattlers offense. They only ran the ball, I think, for like 109 or 108 yards per game in 2019. With that explosive offense and passing game they had, they didn't really have to run a lot, and it didn't really hurt them in very many games since they went 9-2 and beat basically the two of the tough teams on their schedule. They weren't really tasked to have to run the football. I feel like they're gonna have to run the ball. And like I said, even though I like McKay, Sean McKay at quarterback, but you're gonna have to try to run the ball a little bit to get him comfortable in this game. Because Jackson State, I think, is gonna be coming out very aggressively on defense. They have some guys on that defensive line that they really think are dogs, and those linebackers with Miller and Keontae Hampton, they're head busters. James Houston from Florida is another guy. He's a guy who has some heavy snaps. So those are going to be guys that play that linebacker spot that FAMU's definitely going to have to account for. But they're going to have to try to keep the defense honest with some running, with some successful runs. Now, they don't have to run for 300 yards, 250, whatever. I feel like if they can run for 150, 175, keep yourself out of long down and distance situations, I think they have a good opportunity. Because if you have to sit back and pass, the Jackson State secondary has some guys who are very proven, and they can cause problems if you become one dimensional. So that side of the ball for FAMU, I think it's important for them to be able to dictate what the game is going to be. And obviously, no turnovers, very minimal turnovers, minimize sacks and positive rushing yardage. If they can average 4.5 yards per carry, 175, 150, 175 yards, I think FAMU has a very good shot at winning this game. Because I feel like defensively, the FAMU defense, Jackson State offense is the matchup that I'm probably more interested in seeing. And obviously, everybody's talking about Shedeur Sanders. He's a young guy, freshman, first college start. He's been in the system that they're running for a long time. So as far as, on the whiteboard and in the meeting room and even in practice, he knows how this offense is supposed to go. The key for them is how things are going to go for him when there's adversity, when things aren't going like they normally would go. That's where it's going to be important to see how he handles the game, because they have skill position guys that can play. They have three or four running backs that they can trust to run the ball. And everybody has heard about the receivers that they have from Corbin, Shane Hook, Lanier from Alabama, who was a viral sensation. But he went to North Alabama first, so we'll see what he can do. But those are guys that can make plays, and the offensive line has to protect. They have some guys coming in as transfers, but it takes time for an offensive line to gel. Even no matter how good they are, it takes time for them to gel and know who's going to go where and, make any adjustments on blocking assignments. So that part of the game, to me, is the most important part for Jackson State, is keeping Shedeur upright, keeping him calm. Now, we can all say that, he's, pressure ain't nothing to him, whatever, whatever. But we've seen guys who are very good quarterbacks at all levels rattle under pressure. Now, they may rebound and respond. That's my focus, is to see how he handles adversity when it's real out there. If if you look at the Me Expect Challenge, we know Felix Harper's a very good quarterback, and he got rattled under pressure in that particular game. So I want to see how Shedeur handles that kind of pressure. If FAMU can get to him a couple of times, then that may change some things for them. I really feel like the running game on both teams are very vital in this game, because this is going to be a huge atmosphere, a lot of eyes. You want to come out, and hey, you want to come out if you had a weapons in the passing game and hit somebody with a deep bomb, to bust the game open early. But to me, I feel like you need to run to settle everybody down, get yourself in some kind of a flow. And obviously, those scripted plays that each team is going to have, those first 15, 20 scripted plays, you're going to boom, 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 click them. Even if you don't pick up yardage, you're going to run those plays because you've run them and run them. The key is going to be that second quarter on, when the game starts to become what it is between two teams playing against each other, and not, everybody doing scripted things. So I'm saying a lot of things that are very positive, FAMU, but I'm going with Jackson State because I just think that talent for talent, I think this team has more talent. But I'm picking Jackson State because I really want to see what this team can do. I want to see, this is a hell of a first matchup for both teams, playing a conference game at that, a division game, a team who is probably even with you talent-wise. I think this game is gonna be a hard-hitting affair. I think it's gonna be a very physical game. I think both teams are gonna be very, very aggressive. FAMU played very strong against the run in 2019, and with that secondary, they were very good against the pass. So they're not gonna beat themselves. That's one thing I can say. If you want to talk coaching, I would get an edge right now to not even right now. I would get an edge to FAMU just because Coach Simmons has been a head coach for a long time, and he's coached this team for a while, and he coached, in the SWAC as well. So he's been around. He's not getting a lot of attention that I think he deserves in this matchup. Coach Sanders, rightfully so, is getting all the attention because he's the big name guy. But Coach Simmons has been there. He's done this. He knows. He's gonna definitely have his team ready. I really want to see Jackson handle the moment. If one thing that I know may have been said back and forth in the spring is that the team didn't handle the pressure of playing for Deion Sanders, but the fall is a whole different beast. All eyes are here. This is football season. All eyes are here. It's going to be a huge crowd. And I'm going Jackson State in a very close game. I think I'm going to go Jackson State 28, FAMU 27. I think it's going to be a very entertaining game. It's probably going to come down to a late defensive stop. I do think the first half, especially the first quarter, I think it probably will be sloppy. I think both teams will probably hit a couple explosive plays early, but I think it's going to be a little sloppy, and then it'll settle in after halftime, and then you'll get a really good game. So again, I'm going Jackson State 28, FAMU 27. Now I would not be This is not my, this doesn't have anything to do with my prediction, but I always like to, look at the other side of things. I would not be surprised if one team did get beat down. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen, but if somebody isn't able to do what they want to do, then this game could go another way. But right now, I'm going with a close game, and that's, you know, that's my prediction. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and sign up on out of here. And I'll see you guys on the flip side when we come back on Sunday and recap a lot of these week one games. And then Monday, we'll recap the last two games that are being played on Sunday. So don't forget ESPN Plus. I think it's 7 o'clock East. I want to say Eastern time. Valley, Murray State, 7 o'clock kickoff. ESPN Plus. If you can check that out, go ahead and check out the Delta Devils and let's see how they do. And then, you know, if you're going to a game, man, please be careful out there. Enjoy yourself, but be careful. If not, then most games this weekend are on ESPN Plus or ESPN 3. Grambling Game, NFL Network, ESPN 2 broadcast, Orange Blossom Classic. So that's my time, man. I'm going to go ahead and sign out of here. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day, and we'll catch y'all on the rebound.